The Indians are sending 5 players to next week's All-Star game. That's the most since 2004. And each player has taken a different path to the top. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, let's start with the Indians' top pitcher, Corey Kluber.
He's from Texas. He went to Stetson University, which is in Florida. So when he came out of Texas, he wasn't even that highly recruited. He was like a 4th-round draft pick by San Diego. Corey Kluber was not among the top 30 prospects. I'm not talking about the top 30 prospects in baseball. I'm talking about the top 30 prospects with the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, within their organization.
Yes. And then the Indians pick him up. And, of course, now he's on a 2nd consecutive All-Star team.
Won a Cy Young Award.
Yeah.
Let's go to the other pitcher that's been selected to the All-Star team for the Indians, Andrew Miller, the relief pitcher.
Right. Andrew Miller was, now he was the opposite of Kluber. He was a big-time pitcher, first-round draft pick by the Detroit Tigers. They pictured him as being a left-handed starting pitcher. He starts bouncing from team to team. Finally, 4 years ago, Boston decides, let's put him in the bullpen. All of a sudden, it starts to click. The Indians got him last summer in a trade. So while he's a number one pick, he's a failed starting pitcher who found new life in the bullpen, and the Indians are like 5 teams later for him.
I want to talk about Jose Ramirez.
Jose Ramirez.
The third baseman, having a phenomenal season, was great last year, but until last year, I didn't even know who he was.
Exactly. He bounced up and down. Jose Ramirez came from the Dominican Republic on these back diamonds, playing not even with the top Dominican players. Paul Mirabelli is the guy for the Indians who signed him. $50,000, which actually is very cheap to sign a prospect in Dominican. And he just started hitting 300 in the minors all the way up, and it took a little while for him to figure it out in the big leagues. But Amanda, consider this. He's a starting third baseman, a position he played only 5 times his entire minor league career.
Wow.
At the age of 24, the youngest Indians All-Star voted to the team since Sandy Alomar in 1990. And I would like to find anybody 18 months ago who would say that about Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, I mean, that's a player that, for me, came out of nowhere. A player that's not coming out of nowhere. Indians fans probably are familiar with Michael Brantley, the outfielder.
Michael Brantley, right. He came in the CC Sabathia trade in 2008. But he was not the key player in the deal. Remember who was?
It was Matt LaPorta. We can remember that name.
There's Matt LaPorta, who at that point was considered one of the best power hitters in the minor leagues. Once in a while you hear player to be named later.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Matt LaPorta and a player to be named later, and that player is?
That was Michael Brantley.
Who's now on the All-Star team.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt LaPorta is?
Is he not playing anymore?
Last I heard, he's in the banking business in Florida.
Okay.
Brantley was considered a good prospect. But he was another one. He had to keep going up to the big leagues, go down, go up, go down. I think 3 different years he went up and down before he finally established himself. But then what happened to him last year?
He barely played at all with shoulder surgery.
And then he had to have a second surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you in spring training there was concern of, will Michael be able to come back from this? Well, he did, and he's on the All-Star team.
Last but not least, Francisco Lindor, who was a top pick.
Right. This is sort of the superhighway to the All-Star team.
Yeah.
You know, he was a first-round pick, bolted through the minors, grew up in Puerto Rico. When he was 13, his parents moved to Orlando, and he went to one of these like baseball academy schools, learned English.
It's kind of neat that they come from all different backgrounds and all have different paths to this elite game.
Well, that's why, Amanda, with baseball, it's so big. You know, it really is an international sport. While something like 28% of the players are from Latino countries, we also have an influx of Asian players. It really is sort of baseball Darwinism, too. I mean, these guys are all fighting for their spots and pulling at each other. But the reason you want the big volume approach is you just don't know.
Who's going to make it and who's not? Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.